Wicked Whale Productions, Catalyst Theatre Company and CKUT presents Inquisitions and Other Un-American Activities When Dissent is a Crime, written by Greg Goomer and directed by Bill Boredom. Tune in Monday, April 26th and May 3rd between 2 and 3 p.m. to hear the radio drama that brings the past to the present and the interrogation of activist Lucy Parsons during the 1919 Palmer raids. This historical audio recreation dramatizes the fight to achieve the 8-hour workday, the Haymarket Massacre in Chicago, and the hanging of activists for murder, and the love between husband and wife in a time of injustice. This touching story brings a light to the memorable time and raises controversial questions about the threats against freedom. When Dissent is a Crime. Listen in April 26th for part 1 and May 3rd for part 2 from 2 to 3 p.m. on CKUT 90.3 FM. Learn from the past to change the future.
On chante au nom du peuple, au nom de la mère terre. Que les peuples s'unissent et qu'on enterre la hache de guerre. Moi je viens d'un monde complètement différent, sur une réserve indienne mais issue de père blanc. L'héritage de ma mère, mes origines algonquines, tellement mêlées en cours de route sur ma propre estime. Suis-je amérindien ou blanc, est-ce à moi de décider? J'ai compris que j'étais humain mais séparé d'une moitié.
I am Boutros Ghali. Put down your gun and listen to...
Are you aware music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver?
Are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Someday we'll get it together and we'll get it undone. Someday when the world is much brighter. Of a beautiful sun. Someday when the world is much lighter.
Ooh, child,
things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Ooh, child,
things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Much lighter.
the pledge to resist. We believe that as a people living in the United States, it is our responsibility to resist the injustices done by our government in our names. Not in our name will you wage endless war. There can be no more deaths, no more transfusions of blood for oil. Not in our name will you invade countries, bomb civilians, kill more children, letting history take its course over the graves of the nameless. Not in our names will you erode the very freedoms you have claimed to fight for. Not by our hands will we supply weapons and funding for the annihilation of families on foreign soil. Not by our mouths will we let fear silence us. Not by our hearts will we allow whole peoples or countries to be deemed evil. Not by our will and not in our name. We pledge resistance. We pledge alliance with those who have undergone attack for voicing opposition to the war or for their religion or ethnicity. We pledge to make common cause with the people of the world to bring about justice, freedom, and peace. Another world is possible, and we pledge to make it real.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver and on the World Wide Web at www.citr.ca. And we just heard a rather famous poet called Sol Williams. He's actually a poet, an artist, and a hip-hop musician as well. And that was his famous speech called Not In Our Name. I'm actually doing a back-to-back for Sol Williams today, but I'll talk about him a little bit in a minute. I just wanted to have a chat to you about who we played earlier. Now, usually you would hear a man's voice coming in at this point. This is Fleur, one of your co-hosts on Are You Aware? Music that has something to say. Unfortunately, I'm flying solo today and for the next couple of weeks because Christian, my co-pilot, is away on business. So I want to give him a shout out to him. He's actually programmed a little So what can we say? I guess a box set of three songs for later on, which I'm pretty excited about. It's a pretty cool show. We've got a lot of different bands on. We didn't get a chance last week because of last week was a pretty tragic week. Not only did Vancouver band You Say Party, We Say Die lose their drummer to a sudden death last I think two Sundays ago, which again we played You Say Party, We Say Die as our last song for last year for last week's show to pay tribute to them. So again, my heart goes out to You Say Party, We Say Die. I'm sure that they're in a horrible state right now, and just want them to know that everyone in Vancouver, and especially the people that know them in the local music scene, we support them and we look forward to getting them, hearing them back on the stage soon. But also last week, the music industry lost a huge asset. Unfortunately, Guru from Gangsta passed away after a long bout with cancer. So a little bit later on the show, we're having a three-pack of gangster tunes programmed by Christian Ratcliffe. So look forward to that. And also later on in the show, not yet, so please do not ring in, we will be giving away tickets to the Plants and Animals show, which is on at May 5th at the Commodore Ballroom. But I'll let you know a little bit later on in the show when we will be giving that away. First of all, we heard right at the top of there, before Sol Williams, was one of the probably most influential women in soul music today. Well, she's no longer with us, unfortunately, but that was Nina Simone with one of my favourites, Ooh Child, which comes from her album released in 1971 called Here Comes the Sun. That album was actually covers of some of Nina Simone's favourite musicians and included people like the Beatles that she covered and things like that. So that's a great song. If you've ever seen Crooklyn, it's from that movie as well. If you don't know much about Nina Simone, she was a huge civil rights activist and musician and songwriter. She passed away in 2003 and was known as the High Priestess of Soul. She recorded from 1954 up until 1993 with her last album, A Single Woman. She was extremely involved in the civil rights movement, and some of the songs that you might know of hers were, pretty amazing at the time and very, very, I guess, controversial as well. She, in 1964, for the first time, she openly addressed the racial inequality that was prevalent in the United States with the song Mississippi Goddamn. It was in her response to the murders of Medgar Evers and the bombing of a church in Birmingham, Alabama, where four black children were killed. And this was one of many songs that she released around civil rights and the civil rights movement of the time, and she, I guess, you could sort of put her down as one of the singers and the sort of a voice for the ones that couldn't speak, for the voiceless. She was able to articulate in such beautiful tones her opposition to racial segregation and oppression that was occurring during the 60s. In America. Now, after we heard Nina Simone, we did hear, like I said, Not In Our Name, The Pledge of Resistance by Sal Williams. That was something that he wrote a couple of years ago in response to what was going on in America during, which is still unfortunately going on around the Iraq wars and the invasion of Afghanistan. Sal Williams actually came to Vancouver a couple of months ago. Unfortunately, I didn't get to see him. He's a very well-renowned poet, like I said, and hip-hop artist. He's a vocal critic of the war on terrorism, and he's probably really well-known for his 1998 independent film, Slam. If you haven't checked out any of his work, go and check it out. Some of his poetry all of his poetry is amazing. His music's wicked, and he has a really important thing to say. So I think I've done enough for the talking for a little while. Let's get back to the music side. We're going to listen to another Sal Williams track called Convict Colony on CITR 101.9. Hope you enjoy.
Colony. I was told CITR 101.9 FM is a proud sponsor of the Persistence of Vision Film Festival, an annual event showcasing short films written, directed, shot, edited, and produced by students of the film production program at UBC. From dramas and comedies to horror, this year's festival promises to entertain. The festival runs from April 30th to May 1st at the Granville 7 Cinemas in the heart of downtown Vancouver. Tickets are $10 and are available at BizBooks, Limelight Video, Videomatica, and on the UBC campus at the Film Building. For more information, visit povfilmfestival.com.
My ears are battered and burned, and I have just learned I have been listening to the wrong radio station. My mind has been brutalized, no, the pain can't be disguised. I've been listening to the wrong radio station. I was beginning to believe that all black men were bad men, and white men would reign again. I was beginning to believe that I was a mindless drugs freak that couldn't control my sanity or my sexuality. I was beginning to believe that I couldn't believe in nothing except nothing, and all I ever wanted to do was get you and do you. I've been listening to the wrong radio station. My future has been blighted, I am so short-sighted. I've been listening to the wrong radio station. I was beginning to not trust me, in fact, I wanted to arrest me. I've been listening to the wrong radio station. I've been dancing to music that I can't stand. I've been reciting commercials to my girlfriends. I've been trying to convince myself that what I really need is a sunbed and a mortgage and some hairspray, the kind of hairspray that will wash my grey blues away. I've been trying to convince myself that I shouldn't care about anyone else but myself. I've been trying to convince myself that I could ease my conscience if I gave a few pence or a few cents to a starving baby in Africa. Because African babies need me so. Because African babies need my favors. Because Africa is full of dictators and oh yeah, globalization will bring salvation. I've been listening to the wrong radio station. Yeah. My neighbors form the axis of evil. I wanna go kill people. I've been listening to the wrong radio station. Hey, I was sure I didn't inhale, so why is my mind going stale? I've been listening to the wrong radio station. I was beginning to believe that all Muslims are terrorists and Christian terrorists didn't exist. I really did believe that terrorism couldn't be done by governments, not our governments, not white governments. I just could not see what was wrong with me. I gave hungry people hamburgers, you see. I was beginning to believe that our children were better than their children. Their children were dying from terrorism, but I couldn't hear their children call. And a child from Palestine simply didn't count at all. What despair! No children, I was not aware. I have been listening to Raw Radio Station. For years I've been sedated. Now I think I'm educated. I've been listening to the wrong radio station. And every time I got ill, I took the same little white pill. I've been listening to the wrong radio station. When it started I was curious, but then it got so serious. It was cool when it began, but now I really hate Iran. Look at me now, I wanna make friends with Pakistan. I wanna bomb Afghanistan, and I need someone to tell me where the hell it's going. Kurdistan. Yeah, you can be my ally for a while until I come to bomb your child. And I'm sure there's a continent called the Middle East, and I think I can bomb my way to peace. I've been listening to the wrong radio station. I've been listening to the wrong jams. I've been listening to the wrong beats. I've been listening to the wrong radio station. I've been listening to the wrong tones from the wrong zones. I've been listening to the wrong radio station. I've been listening to the wrong voices. I've made the mad choices. I've been listening to the wrong radio station. I've been listening to lies. I've been listening to spies. I've been listening to the wrong radio station. I needed to know what some pop star somewhere was having for breakfast. I needed to know that I was no longer working class. I needed to know if the stock market rose 1%. I needed to know that I had a ruler to give me confidence. I needed to know that my life would improve loads if I had an operation on my nose. I needed to hear that DJ say,
good morning, good morning.
I felt that he was there just for me. I loved the way that he would say, this show was sponsored by, oh my, oh my. He made me cry. I've been listening to the wrong radio station. Can you dig this? I put myself on a hit list. I've been listening to the wrong radio station. I used to take myself for granted. Now I believe I'm wanted. I'm laughing and I'm crying because I'm watching myself die. I've been listening to the wrong radio station. Listen to it. Can you hear? Listen to me. Keep this frequency clear!
Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slowly. Ready or not, here I come.
Escape, sleep, walk, awake.
Yeah.
Those who correlate know the world ain't kick. Jail bars ain't golden gates. Those who fake, they break. When they meet their 400-pound mate, if I could rule the world, everyone would have a gun in the ghetto, of course. When get the up and on their horse. Kick around, drinking moonshine. I pour a sip on the concrete for the deceased, but no, don't weep. White clefs in a state of sleep, thinking about the robbery that I did last week. Money in the bag, banker look like a drag. I wanna play with pelicans from here to Baghdad. Gun blast, think fast, I think I'm hit. My girl pinched my hips to see if I still exist. I think not, I'll send a letter to my friends. A born again hooligan, only to be king again.
Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slowly. Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and make you want
I play my enemies like a game of chess where I rest. No stress if you don't smoke cess. Less, I must confess, my destiny's manifest. There's some cortex and sweats. I make tracks like I'm homeless. Rap orgies with Borgie and Bess. Capture your bounty like Elliot Ness. Yes, bless you if you represent the fool. But I hex you with some witches brew if you do do. Voodoo, I could do what you do. Easy. Believe me, frontin' niggas give me heebie-jeebie. So why you imitating Al Capone? I be needing Simone and defecating on your microphone.
Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find
find you and take it slowly. You can't run away from these stars I got, oh baby, hey baby, 'cause I got a lot, oh yeah. And anywhere you go, my whole crew gonna know, oh baby, hey baby, you can't hide from the bag, oh no.
Ready or not, refugees taking over.
The Buffalo Soldier, dreadlock roster.
On the 12th hour, fly by in my bomber. Crews run for cover, now they under pushing up flowers. Super fly, true lies do or die. Toss me high, only puff fly with my crew from Lakai. I, refugee from Guantanamo Bay. Dance around the border like I'm Cassius Clay.
Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide.
Ain't no nobody.
Gonna find you. Take it slowly. Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide.
Hey, yo, nobody move.
Gonna find you and make you want me. Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slowly. Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver and at the World Wide Web at citr.ca. It's about 6:25 and we just heard the illustrious Lauryn Hill in front of one of the probably one of the most influential hip-hop bands, I'm just going to put it out there and say it, from the 90s, the Fugees, with their huge album of 1996 with the score, with the song, the great song, Ready or Not. The Fugees have been, I really wish they'd come back together, but there was lots of rumours in 2006 and 2007, and especially after they performed for the Dave Chappelle's Block Party video, that they would actually get back together and you know, form again and release a new album. But unfortunately, after my little research about the Fugees the other night, I don't think that they're going to get back together ever, unfortunately. I think there's been a few problems between the three members, and one of them said that they, the next time the Fugees will be in the studio, I think hell's going to have frozen over. But not to worry, we can still benefit from the Fugees. We play them and everyone else plays them. They're a great album, a great band, and they've done some really good stuff with, we've talked about Wyclef Jean before, being involved with Yell Haiti, which is his organisation to help the efforts in Haiti, and that was established way before the earthquake happened, as because of his involvement with Haiti, and that's obviously where he's from. But also Lauryn Hill has been involved in some pretty amazing stuff as well. In 1996, she founded the Refugee Camp Youth Project, which was an outreach organisation aimed at improving the lives of children in places like Haiti, Zaire, Kenya, Uganda and New Jersey, which the organisation's projects included a day camp for inner city kids in New Jersey, and as well with well-building projects in Africa as well. So, and also Hill's Charity put on the first ever concert by an American act in Haiti, which I think is pretty influential and amazing. And over 75,000 people showed up for that event, which included the country's president. So, that just shows how powerful music can be and how it can transcend languages and barriers and reach out to people in all different levels of the government and in society. So we've got to give her props for that. And from that show, they were able to build some orphanages and rehabilitation camps. So we've got to be pretty stoked on that. And then before that, thanks to one of our other radio DJs who actually comes on after us, Bleak with Exquisite Corpse, he put me onto this guy, Benjamin Zephaniah, who is a British-Jamaican Rastafarian from Birmingham in England, with his song. I couldn't find what album it came from. I think it's just a single, but that single was called Wrong Radio. So, and I thought that was a great song, like great, interesting, really witty and interesting and thought-provoking lyrics. Obviously, you guys aren't listening to the wrong radio station because you're discerning listeners. But with Benjamin Zephaniah has been involved in English poetry and music for a long time and was even given, was given the honorary title of being in Britain's top five post-war writers in 2008 by The Times, which is a pretty influential newspaper in England. He's a figure in contemporary English literature, which, I mean, most of the times we think of, when we think about English literature, we think of Shakespeare and Keats and things like that. So it's pretty cool to see Benjamin Zephaniah being given that notoriety at that level. He's a huge vegan, so he's very anti animal, ethical. Animal mistreatment, I guess you can say. He's involved with PETA, which is People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, and he's also a huge animals rights advocate. And in 2004, he wrote the foreword to Keith Mann's book From Dusk Till Dawn, An Insider's View of the Growth of the Animal Liberation Movement. And he's also, he's involved with a lot of stuff, and especially around veganism, animal rights and anti-racism. So we've got to give him props for that. And at the start of that set, which I talked about before, we had Sol Williams with his song Convict Colony from his album The Inevitable Rise and Liberation of Niggy Tardust, which I think which is a take on David Bowie's more famous Ziggy Stardust album. But we're going to keep the music going. We have a great song for you now by Manu Chao, who is a very famous French singer-songwriter and who speaks out about a lot of anti-racist things. But I'm probably going to talk a little bit more about him after. We'll play the music and get you grooving again. So this is Manu Chao with Mr. Bobby on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Sometimes I dream about reality. escoitar toda a noite 98.6 na Atlanta Francesa.
Self-worth,
safety,
confidence, choice,
hope.
The Beauty Night Society is a registered charity dedicated to helping marginalized women introduce trust, hope, and self-esteem into their lives. This is the
first day of Through its popular makeover program, the Beauty Night Society has touched the lives of thousands and reintroduced a healthy touch to the lives of vulnerable women throughout British Columbia, creating real life makeovers.
Please visit www.beautynight.org for information on programs and on how to help. Beauty Night, because dignity is beautiful. I think I was blind before I met you.
friend once told me something so right. He said to be careful of thieves in the night. Oh, oh, oh. Baby, I've lost you here in the crowd. Open your arms, I want to be found. Oh, oh, oh. Maybe I'm calling your name in the night. Open our eyes, we'll feel without sight. Should be held high. Whoa, whoa. The need is a want, we're in disguise. It can be confused, defueled by desire. Whoa, whoa. Baby, I'm calling your name in the night. No reason with need, look into my eyes. Oh.
May it be that we don't always want.
just heard Hot Chip with their latest albums. I can't speak today. Their latest album, I think it's because I had a coughing fit during that. One Life Stand with Thieves in the Night. I love that song. I just found that song the other day and I have to say I'm falling in love with it. But before that, Hot Chip have been involved in some pretty cool stuff. We've talked about them before. If you've never heard of Hot Chip, they are an English electronic band and they have been around for a while. In 2008, they contributed a song to the Babongo Tribe remix to support the charity Survival International. We have talked about Survival International before. I'll give you a little bit of a refresher. They support tribes from 82 different countries. They work with tribal peoples in three ways: advocating their rights, education and campaigns. They basically try and provide these new tribal people, not new, but these tribal people that have come into sort of Western culture or technologically advanced culture, or however you want to put it, and they try and they advocate them for their land rights and things like that so they don't get oppressed. They give themselves, this organisation gives them a platform to address the world, and they focus on tribal people who have the most to lose, and usually they're the ones that have been most recently in contact with the outside world. So Hot Chip's a big supporter of them. Before that, we heard Of Montreal with their song from Hissing Fauna, Are You the Destroyer? I hope I say this right. Groenlandic Edit. Of Montreal have been around since 1996. They're a great band. They were on the compilation Here to Help, which was a collaboration between Filter Magazine and American Eagle to put out a compilation CD to raise money for Haiti during February. And they donated one of their songs on their albums, and we love Of Montreal. They're awesome. And then before that, we heard Manu Chao with, oh my gosh, here's my Spanish. I haven't done it for a while. Próxima Estación Esperanza, which means Next Station Hope, with his song, a tribute to Bob Marley, Mr. Bobby. Manu Chao, if you've never heard of Manu Chao, he's been around for a while. He's been a solo artist. He was in Mano Negra and a few other bands throughout the years. He's such a unique artist. He not only does he speak in English, sing in English, he sings in French, Spanish, Arabic and Portuguese. And when you listen to his music, it's great because one lyric will be in French, another lyric will be in English and the next in Spanish. So it really gives that fantastic sort of multicultural, continental feel, which I really just love. He's really a huge supporter, which I thought was really cool when I found out about this, of this radio station in Buenos Aires called La Califata. I don't know if I said it right. My Portuguese is terrible. I apologize. But this radio station actually broadcasts from a psychiatric hospital, which I thought was kind of cool. It was launched over 15 years ago. The radio project serves as a therapeutic treatment for patients at Tiburcio Borda Hospital, helping them rebuild social links to the outside world. So I thought that was really cool that he supports this radio station that uses music to sort of get people involved sort of being able to get out of their whatever stuff they're dealing with and out into the wider public. The album is available for free download. He actually helped record an album with the patients called Viva La Califita, and it's available for download through the website, which I will spell it out to you because I'm butchering Portuguese right now and I'm pretty embarrassed about it. It's Viva La, so VivaLaColifita.org. And you can hear the album there, and it'll also, some of the proceeds will go to helping the hospital where these people are and where the station is, which is pretty cool. Next, we have some pretty exciting stuff. We have Plants and Animals with their latest album called La La Land, and the Plants and Animals are coming to the Commodore Ballroom next. I think it's next Friday, if my dates are correct, on May 5th. And we have two free tickets to give away. So if you'd like to call in now, wait till I've actually played the Plants and Animals tracks because I won't be able to pick up the phone. But you can call us at 604-822-2222. 604-822-2487. So that's 604-822-2487, which stands for UBC CITR, the radio station that you're listening to. And yeah, if you're the first caller through, you get two tickets to go see Plants and Animals at the Commodore Ballroom, a brilliant venue, and I've heard only good things about Plants and Animals. So, yeah, if you'd like the tickets, call now. And here is their first song from the new album, La La Land, Tom Cruise, on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tapes, tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girl. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Piracy.
Oh, no, I pressed the wrong button again.
So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
Just so under pain.
Listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver and on the World Wide Web at citr.ca. And if you're new to Are You Aware and you're trying to work out the musical madness of the show, it's basically we don't do a genre, we do all different genres. Our theme's based around highlighting musicians that are involved in philanthropic or social justice endeavours, or songs that have a positive message around being involved and sort of thinking outside the box. So just there you heard America's Own Iron and Wine from their album The Shepherd's Dog with their song Pagan Angel and a Borrowed Car. When I was doing my research about Iron and Wine, he's pretty much, I actually thought it was a whole band. I'm pretty, but the main person that who's behind Iron and Wine is called Samuel Beam. And he's been known to be a little bit outspoken. People asked him about this album, The Shepherd's Dog, which was released a few years ago in 2007, around the political agenda about it, and he said it's not a political propaganda record, but it's definitely inspired by political confusion because I was really taken aback when Bush got re-elected. So yeah, if you listen to that album a bit more, you will find that there was a little bit of a political theme there, and I'm sure he was one of many of Americans that were a little confused about Bush getting re-elected. Iron and Wine have also contributed one of their songs to the Red Hot Organization compilation CD called Dark Was the Night, which was released last year. We have talked about them a lot. The Red Hot Organization is a foundation that creates these compilation CDs to raise funds to give out to other aid service organizations. So we have to give them props for that. Before that, you heard one of my countrymen, Eskimo Joe. They're actually originally from Fremantle in Western Australia, near my hometown. They're a huge band in Australia. They've been around since 1997. This song was called From the Sea, off the CD A Song is a City. And that was on the ARIA Australian Top 50 album chart at number 2, and they've been voted in Triple J's Hottest 100, which is a national radio station, independent radio station out of Australia, numerous times. Basically, the Triple J Hottest 100 asks you to vote for your best songs of the year, and then we in Australia on Australia Day, which is in January, we all have huge parties and listen to the top 100 independent songs, and Eskimo Joe have been on those lists millions and millions of times. So I thought I'd put some Australian flavour into the show today, now that Christian's away, ha ha ha. And Eskimo Joe also have done some really good stuff. There were some Victorian bushfires a few years ago that devastated all of Victoria and New South Wales, and they donated a performance to Sound Relief, which was a benefit concert to raise funds for that. And at the top of that set, we had Plants and Animals, Canada's own Plants and Animals, with their ape just released. Pretty much, what's the day today? It's the 29th, so 9 days ago. We're cutting edge here at Are You Aware with their album La La Land with the song Tom Cruise. And unfortunately, I'm sorry for everybody out there, those free tickets that I was giving away for Plants and Animals have now been nabbed. So unfortunately, if you want to go and see Plants and Animals at the Commodore, you're going to have to buy your tickets. So yeah, thanks for the caller for calling in and picking those up. Now, the next little bit I talked about this earlier in the show. Last week, we had a pretty devastating couple of couple of days with not only, like I said, You Say Party, We Say Die, drummer passed away quite suddenly, but also Guru from Gangsta, who was a hugely influential hip-hop band in that in late 80s, early 90s. After a lengthy battle with cancer, Gangsta rapper Guru was passed away, on March, when was it? April 19th, sorry. He died of a heart attack. First of all, he suffered a heart attack in February and then passed away after he'd been in a coma for quite some time in April. These Gangsta are huge. Like, they've been pretty much cited as some of the most influential hip-hop artists of all time. Common has said that like, they're a huge influence to him. And they've done some really cool work as well. Before Guru died, he actually wrote a letter, which I found out last night, from his bed. And unfortunately, Guru and Premier, did not really have a... They're the two people in Gangsta, did not really have an amicable relationship towards the end, which is a shame. And unfortunately, during his last moments, he did write a letter saying that he didn't want Premier to have any sort of connection with his name after his death or anything like that, which is, it's pretty sad that it got to that point where they, after having such a fabulous collaboration for so many years, they were unable to mend their ways and you know, actually, you know, leave on amicable terms, I guess. But in his letter that he wrote, MTV quotes Guru saying that he wanted to talk about his charity work with Each One Counts Foundation. This foundation works to ease the physical pain and suffering of chronically and terminally ill children who are receiving palliative and hospice care. And he was a huge supporter of them. If you want to know more about EachOneCounts.org, just go to their website, which is www.EachOneCounts.org, and you can find out more about how to support them. I thought this was really cool, and I wanted to put this in before we listen to the first Guru triple set that we have, thanks to Christian Ratcliffe, who's away from the studio but is programming some of the show in his absence because he has to go and work. One of the last things Guru wrote before he passed away was, "I write this with tears in my eyes, not of sorrow but of joy, for what a wonderful life I have enjoyed and how many great people I've had the pleasure of meeting." So I thought that was really sweet, and we are going to listen to a couple of three Gangsta songs now before the end of the show. The first one being Discipline from his single on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Because I want to, it don't mean I will. And just because I'm angry, it don't mean I'd kill. And just because she looks good, it don't mean I'd hit it. And just because I'm horny, it don't mean I'm with it. Just because I make records, don't mean that I'm gassed. And just because I'm rapping, don't mean I chase ass. Just because I'm wildin', don't mean I can't stop. I got discipline, baby, and I use it a lot. People, it's something that you should be considering. Things could turn bitter when you don't use discipline. You might wake up the next day upset and in fear, bugging out, yapping about how the fuck did I get here? Who the hell is this stranger staring all in my face? Now you're wishing you had positioned yourself in that place. Think just in case you should have took more precaution. A good time can become a nightmare so often. Like this nigga I know that met these chicks on tour. They rocked him asleep, robbed his ass for cash galore. Skated off in the night without a trace or a hint. Scheming, tantalizing him, dressed up in relationship. Caught that kid out there, all high and dumbfounded. Made him think he was getting some pussy. He just knew he was gonna found it. Situations like this will make you think twice. That's why instead of preaching death in my songs, I breathe life.
Baby, won't you take the time? Let me know what's on your mind. Just because I'm yours don't make it right. Baby, won't you take the time? Let me know what's on your mind. Slow down, baby, now let's make it right.
Tycoon.
thug. He made a $10,000 investment. Now he's not to be messed with. Makes the girls get undressed quick. He's on some big muscle chest here. Posted by the exit. That's my man, he's the owner. Yeah, he be on some next shit. Said we make a few million by the next millennium. Told me to keep dropping jewels like a trigger man, putting lead in them. Like Flavor said, I tell these homes to kill the noise. You know your pops told you, watch them New York boys all night. The ladies be like up in my mug, tranquilized in a trance, dancing up on my drug. Fly honeys, they hold me down like always. The same cat that used to get blunted down in the hallways. I love the cutie pies, never the duty pies. I got discipline, I want the crew to rise. Situations like this, so make you think twice. Instead of preaching death in my songs, I breathe life. It's something that you should be considering. Things could get bitter when you don't use discipline. Imagining yourself living lavish and plush, hanging with the cat who'll be spending cabbage and buying stuff. However, don't be too clever with your endeavor, and don't let too many men receive your treasure. Most cats be thinking with their Bozak. I admit in the past I was trying to break these hoes' backs and skate without giving up a dime. You know them fly ladies had a good fucking time. Copping me some Timberland with a jacket and matching. Girls nowadays want a pigeon for chicken scratch, and I ain't giving up Nathan. Long as my game expands, it's my discipline to hate. Situations like this will make you think twice. That's why instead of preaching death in my songs, I breathe life. And just because I want to, it don't mean I will. And just because I'm angry, it don't mean I kill. And just because she looks good, it don't mean I'd hit it. And just because I'm horny, it don't mean I'm with it. Just because I make records, don't mean that I'm gassed. And just because I'm rapping, don't mean I chase ass. And just because I'm wildin', don't mean I can't stop. I got discipline, baby. Whether you do or not.
Hey, baby, won't you take the time? Let me know what's on your mind. Just because I'm yours, don't make me cry. Just because I'm yours.
I break kids, step into my zone, mad rhymes will stifle ya. Lines like rifles go blast when I kick some ass. A lot of rappers be like one-time wonders. Couldn't say a fly rhyme if there was one right under their noses. I hate those motherfucking posers, but I'm so real to them it's scary. And with my unique skills, nah, you can't compare me. And no, we don't make whack tracks. And all the suckers get pushed back when I'm kicking real facts. I represent, set up shit like a tech boy. You're paranoid cause you're a son like Elroy. And you'd be happy as hell to get a record deal. Maybe your soul you'd sell to have mass appeal. Oh yes, I'm greater than all MCs. When I breeze, give me room, please. I be like fascinating when I be updating. Cutting off white kids, pulling their trump cards. I thump hard and make them say that I'm God. Niggas be pretending they're hardcore. Never know the meaning of it. But I get props like a slogan, and no man could ever try to diss when I kicks my jam. Lyrically deaf and connecting, complete mic record. No double checking, vocals kill like weapons. But if I have to, I go all out with no mic. Yeah, that's right, cause I survive mad fights. And for my peeps, I truly care. Cause without some of them, I wouldn't be here. And they all know how I feel. The suckers be like playing themselves to have mass appeal. That. I've suffered setbacks, but now I'm making greenbacks. Just like baggy slacks, I'm crazy hip-hop. Check 1, 2, and you don't stop. Your head'll bop when I drop my crop of pure bomb. Just like the seashore, I'm calm and wild with my monotone style. Because I don't need gimmicks.
give me a fly beat and I'm all in it. Word is born, I go on and on. For you it's tragic, I got magic like Ron's. So I'ma end this lecture and I betcha those who kick dirt in due time, I'm gonna get ya. Cause I be kicking the rear while they be losing the race trying to chase mass appeal.
CITR 101.9 FM is proud to support the 3rd Annual Canada International Mariachi Festival, Friday, May 7th at the Chan Centre at UBC. Experience the excitement and culture of some of the best international mariachi performers, musicians, and dancers, including 5 mariachi bands from Mexico, the United States, and Canada. The 3rd Annual Canada International Mariachi Festival, Friday, May 7th at the Chan Centre at UBC. More information and tickets at mariachifestival.ca.
Big L, rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
You wanna mess with this? One of the best yet.
We've got it.
Fresh out the gate again, time to raise the stakes again. Fat my plate again. Y'all cats know we always play to win. GNG to the stars, son. Haters took this shit too far, son. So that's all for you, I'm wiping out your whole team. Ow, splatter your dreams with lyrics to shatter your schemes. The badder you seem, the more lies you tell. The more lies you sound, now by surprise you fell into my death trap, right into my clutches. Stupid, you know the guard must bless every single mic he touches. I've suffered just so I could return harder. Wanna be the shit starter, fuck around, make you a martyr. I'll make you famous, turn around and make you nameless. Cause you never understood how vital to me this rap game is. Save it and hold that, you catch a hot one. Rhymes are chasing fake nigga down soon as I spot one.
Clip, clip. You wanna mess with this? Gangstar, one of the best yet. I'm nice like that.
It's all good in this business of rap.
Full clip, clip. You wanna mess with this? Gangstar, one of the best yet. I'm nice like that.
It's all good.
So I suggest you take a rest. So if you stand in my way, I'ma have to spray. Learn that if you come against me, son, you're gonna have to pray. Since back in the day, I held the weight and kept my head up. They wanna see the guard catch your L, it's all a setup. I give no man a thing power over me. Why these niggas so jealous and looking sour over me? I'm bolder, G. I'm like impossible to stop. I'm like that nigga in the ring with you, impossible to drop. I'm like 2 magazines fully loaded to your 1. Plus, I ain't gonna quit spitting till you're done. Plus, more than ever, I got my whole shit together. More than a decade of hits that'll live forever. Catch a rep off my name, you're bound to fry. Know how many niggas and I know that's down to die. We never fail, and we ain't never been frail. You niggas talk crime, but you scared of jail.
Full clip, clip. You wanna mess with this? Gangstar, one of the best yet. I'm nice like that.
It's all good in this business of rap.
Full clip, clip. You wanna mess with this? Gangstar, one of the best yet. I'm nice like that.
It's all good.
So I suggest you take a rest. Attacking like a slick Apache. Lyrics are trigger happy. Blowing back your wig piece just for the way you're looking at me. Cock back blow, I hit you up right now. I don't know why so many of y'all wanna be thugs anyhow. Face the consequence of your childish nonsense. I can make your head explode just by my lyrical content. Get you in my scope and metaphorically snipe ya. I never liked ya. I gas that ass and then ignite ya. The flamethrower, make your peeps afraid to know ya. How many times I told ya, play your position small soldier. My heart is colder, makes me wanna resort to violence. Stop beating me in the head, son.
son, nah, I'm not buying it. I'm ready to blast, ready to surpass and harass. I'm ready to flip, yeah, and ready to dip with all the cash. I hold my chrome steady with a tight grip. So watch it, I'm ready, cause this one might hit.
Full clip, if you wanna mess with this, can't stop. One of the best yet. I'm nice like that. It's all good, in this business I rap. Full clip, if you wanna mess with this, can't stop. The best yet. I'm nice like that. It's all good, so I suggest you take a rest. Full clip.
So that was our tribute to Gangsta, the Are You Aware tribute. Unfortunately, like I said earlier, Guru passed away, the rapper from Gangsta, a couple of weeks ago. So Christian and I both thought it was really important to put a little three-song tribute together to pay respects to such a great artist and, a really... a huge heart, a huge sound, and a great flow. So the three set that we had right there was at the top was Discipline from his single, from Gangsta's single. Then we had Mass Appeal from their album Hard to Earn. And the last song just then was Full Clip, which was another single by Gangsta. I think we have probably about one more song we can do before Exquisite Corpse starts up. But before I go, I just wanted to give a plug to a pretty cool show that's happening tomorrow from 8:30 at the Media Club. It's called Vancouver's Most Wanted. Chin up, chest out, give 'em hell. And the tagline is, what goes better together than hot women and kick-ass music? I don't know what could be better than that. The Morris Moore Productions and Lovely are proud to present the Vancouver's Most Wanted. There's featuring bands from Kirsten Karma, Kill Matilda and Ready, Set, Die. There's also going to be some runway models and antics from Morris Moore Models. And the reason why I'm plugging this tonight is because this modelling agency actually supports the battered women's the Vancouver Battered Women's Shelter. And I think some of their proceeds, don't quote me, some of their proceeds from this night might go to that. But they also have this, Morris Moore supports the battered women's quite substantially. If you want to know more about donating or just being involved volunteering with the Battered Women's Shelter, you can go to www.bwss.org for battered women's... God, I'm doing really good today. BWSS, so Baden Women's Shelter, .org. Now we're going to have one last song. This is from Spoon. They've been around since 1994. They've got a new album out called Transference. They've also been involved with Dark Was the Night, which is that Red Hot Organization compilation we talked about earlier, supporting HIV and AIDS work throughout the world. This song is wicked. I really like it. It's called Written in Reverse. And I hope you like it too. This was only released a little while ago. So this is our last song for the day. I hope you enjoy the show, the rest of the show, Exquisite Corpse, and the rest of the week. All right, I'll see you next week. Bye for now.
To you in reverse. Someone better call a hearse. I can see it all from here, from just a few glimpses. Now that light bulb's gone off and it's pulling my wings. And now the light bulb's gone off. I've seen it in your eyes. I've seen you blank your stare. And I wanna show you how I love you, but there's nothing there. I'm not standing here. Oh, I'm not standing here.
I'm riding in love. Some people are so easily shuffled in doubt. If there's only one of us you truly felt, we're getting your all, and it feels so good. All but only briefly, like high school poppers would, where you lose a bit of yourself. Where you lose a bit of yourself.
Kids, this is CITR 101.9 Vancouver. This is DJ Bleak in with you tonight live. Thanks for dropping by and checking us out. Are you listening on a podcast, which you can find at citr.ca? Well, if you are, thanks very much. And if you are, drop us a line. Tell us you're listening, and it would mean a lot. It means a lot. It really does. Tonight I've got some, I had some things for you that are a bit of surprises that I'm gonna have to, I'll get into it later with you. For now we're gonna open up the show with, some valet, I think. And then we'll be we're probably hearing some Metalux and some Blank Dogs as usual these days. So let's start with some valet now and a track called Babylon Forever here on Exquisite Corpse Radio.